Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Mem Beis, and we continue here in Perek Gadish, which we just started yesterday, regarding a lot of Safek Leket and Safek Matnes Aniyim. And we went into detail yesterday about if somebody has a pile that was on the Leket, and whether it was on purpose or not. Still, we say the bottom layer goes to the Aniyim, Mishum Knas, as we said. Again, today's shiur is sponsored by anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we continue the Gemara. So the Mishnah had said, as we just remembered, that kol hanogos baris hariyu shel aniyim, any gadish that is on the leket, and we're not sure what's leket, what's not leket on the bottom layer. So everything on the bottom layer is going to go to the aniyim, even though there's for sure parts that do not belong to the aniyim. But mishum knas, we say knas konsubo, that we say it all goes to the aniyim. And even if it was shogeg, and even if you know exactly what belongs to the aniyim and what not, lo plug in the world of derabanan. That is what the Gemara said. So now the Gemara is saying, one second, so it's all going to go to the aniyim, that whole layer, so that's going to be leket. So the assumption is, though, that they're not going to take off Trumas and Maizras, because we know Matnes Aniyim are not Chayev and Trumas and Maizras. So the assumption is that the aniyim aren't going to do it, and yet the Rabbanan said this is all leket. But one second, how could it be leket? Why isn't it chayev? It's just mishum knas, so why shouldn't it not be chayev and chumas and maestras? Says the Gemara, if imi b'shem Reb Shimon ben Lakish, debei shamayhi, it must be, our Mishnah must be following the sheet debei shamay, which again is a difficulty, because usually stam Mishnah is not like Beis Shamay, but it must be like Beis Shamay. Who says what? Beis Shamay says later on in our Masechta, debei shamay omrim, hefker la'aniyim hefker, beginning of the sixth parak. Beis Shamay says, if I'm mafker something, even just to aniyim, that is nechshav hefker. Bezalel doesn't say that. Bezalel says only hefker laniyim ula ashirim, like Shemitah. Beis Shammai will see that lashon soon. But Beis Shammai is the one that says just hefker laniyim. So here, the Rabbanan gave the power, gave the status of the whole layer to the aniyim, called it leked. So I guess that's no worse than hefker. No worse than hefker. They forced the person to be mafkarid, and hefker laniyim is hefker, and therefore will be pater from Jews and Maestros anyway. So therefore, our Mishnah must be following the rule of Beis Shammai, because if it was Beis Hillel, the Vilna Gaon has an added line here, because if it was Beis Hillel, Baram Beis Hillel, Kebeis Hillel, aniyim ma'astrin v'ochlin. Because according to Beis Hillel, the Mishnah would have to say that the aniyim would be ma'aser and ochel, right? Pirish says the gra pibitmia. Umenadin vade en opeya elekamo hefker laniyim. Shu mafkarosan, viyodea she lo yikrosam al aniyim, but aras peya. It's only going to the aniyim. Via yechayeb ma'aser, hayelan alacha, sheyoch laniyim, below ma'aser. And there's a worry. So it must be the way that this is understood, Rav Chaim Kidievsky and others, it must be according to Beis Hillel, there is no such gzeira. There is no such knas. Because if there was such a knas, then they would have to take off Trumas and Maestros. That would just lead to Michshol. That would lead to the aniyim not taking off Trumas and Maestros. So it must be that our Mishnah, which quotes the knas, must only be like Shitas Beis Shammai. Right? To read Chaim Kadievsky's Lashon, Le Beis Hillel Mistavra Delo Kansu, Bisham Delo Asi Lidei Takala, Shaniyim Choshvin Shataras Leket Gomeru, Shepatim and Meiser, Vach Masisan Beis Shammai. It must be like Beis Shammai's Shita. Says the Gemara, really? Amalei Rabbi Yosa Shamanu, no, but we have a Misora, Shehu Patri Meisris, Shehefker Bezdin Hefker. No, our Mishnah is even according to Beis Hillel, because this isn't just a Hefker La'aniyim, this is Hefker Bezdin. Hefker Bezdin Hefker, the special power that the Rabbanan have in monetary law of Bnei Yisrael, that is what's going on here, and therefore they have the power to make it fully hefker, even though it's only hefker laniyim. They can give it that status, even though it's only going to go to the aniyim, and therefore it could still be pater from maestras. Hefker in general, let's just read one more line, and then we'll talk about hefker in general, but that's how the Gemara says. So again, the first opinion, if Emi thinks that our Mishnah is only like Beis Shammai, because he's the only one that would have been kones, and Reb Yosa says, no, we have a Misora that there's a Ptur Maestros on that whole bottom layer, and that would even be according to Beis Hillel because of the principle of Hefker, Bezdin Hefker. So now the Gemara adds in, according to the Gruz Girsa, which parallels to the Girsa of the Gemara in the Bavli in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, Minayin Shehefker Bezdin Hefker. How do you know that rule? Do we have, is that a Svara? that Beis Din is in charge of monetary law of all of Klal Yisrael? So the answer is no, says the Gemara. Ksiv, a pasuk is quoted. Ksiv, v'chol asher lo yavo l'shosh asiyavim. Ezra, Sofer, wanted everybody to divorce their intermarriage wives and a couple of other affairs that they were involved in, that Ezra was trying to create a tshuva movement. And he said, whoever doesn't come here in 3 days, katzas hasarim hazakenim, yachram kol rechusho, all of his property will be yacharam, will be confiscated, will be hefker. So you see from there, Ezra Sofer was a symbol of the Rabbanan, and therefore he was able to be machrim, he's able to be mafkir, all the rechush of Klal Yisrael. So that's the source of hefker, bezdin, hefker. Interesting, if you look at Maseches Gittin and Daf Lamed Vav, in the Bavli, there are two sources quoted. Not just this pasuk is quoted from Ezra, but there's also another pasuk quoted. Amar Reb Yitzchak, we don't say hefker, bezdin, haya hefker, shenemar, v'kol asher yavo l'shlosh hazayamim. So first we quote the first pasuk for Belazar, Reb Eliezer, Omer Mehecha, a different pasuk. Elu anachlos asher nachlu Elazar Akoim Yeshua Binun. These are the nachlos, the portions in Eretz Yisrael that Elazar and Yeshua were manchil to all of Klal Yisrael. V'Rashi Avos V'Gomer V'Chimayin Yin Rashi Meisal Avos. Why do we quote the Rashi Ha'Avos? What does that mean? Lomar l'cha, we compare. Ma'avos manchilin es b'neim kol mashi yirtzu. Just like fathers are manchil to their children, they inherit to their children everything that they want. Af rashim, so to the heads of who? The heads of the nation. B'nei, the Rabbanan. Manchilin ha'am kol mashi yirtzu. They also have the power to do this. The context of that Gemara is Prizbal. The Rabbanan have the power to create the Prizbal. Right, the question is that when Hillel did that, is that even when Shemitah is Daraisa or Drabanan? That's a question. Two ways of reading that Gemara. Machlokas Rashi, Tosos, Machlokas Rambam, Rivid, about how to read that Gemara. Where the Gemara says, there, Gittin Lamed Vav, that a Hilo is Masaki and Bruzbal, the Gemara asks, Mika Midi, Mida Raisa, Lo Misham Teshvias, Mida Raisa, Shvias is not Mishamit, if it's Kitter Abundant Teshamit, the Rabbanan are Misakin, are Abaya, Sheval Tase, Rava Amar Hefker, Bezdin Hefker. And the question is that going back even on the Daraisa or not? Okay, that's a question there. The Rashba has an important comment there in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. He says there's a nafkamina between the two psukim. Again, the Rishalmi only quotes the first pasuk that the Bavli quotes, but the Rashba there says there's a nafkamina between the two psukim about Ezra and Yehoshua. And that is a big discussion in the Achronim. Do the Rabbanan only have the power to be mafkir, or also to be makne it to someone else? The pasuk that's quoted here in our Gemara in the Yerushalmi, Yacharam. Yacharam is to be mafkir. But if you look in the pasuk that was quoted in Gittin, right, Elu nachlos asher nachlu, right, that just like avos are manchil to whoever they want, so to Rashim are manchil. Machil means to give to someone else. So that's the Rashba points out, that nafkamina, because the Rashba says the context of that Gemara, Prizbal, Pashas is giving it from allowing the Malvet to collect. And therefore that's even a hakna, not just mafkir. Uminashamina, says the Rashba, the koch bezdin yafir lahafkir mamon mizeh ulezakoso lazeh. Afilim kodem shabaliyado, even before he gets it. The Rabban have that power, v'chei muchach mikra, and then he quotes, and that's mucha. He doesn't make a big deal that this is nafkamina between the two psukim, but he quotes the idea of being makedit to someone else, and then says, and it's muchach from the pasuk of Elo Nachlos. That's the pasuk he quotes, the second one. Asher nachlu dema'avos manchilim v'omrim stei ploni l'ploni, v'zacha bo miyad, v'yaf kodem shabaliyado, af rashim manchilim l'kom ashiyirtsu, v'omrin mamon ruben yelashimon, v'zocha bashimon mei at. So again, it's a big discussion in the Achronim, but it starts with the Rashba that says there's a nafkamina between the two psukim that are quoted. Good, says the Gemara now. So now we quote, again, what do we say? That according to Rabbi Yassa, the Mishnah is even like Beis Hillel, because there's a Pter Maisrus. The Rabbanan have the power to say there's a Pter Maisrus because of Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Says the Gemara, wait a second. We just quoted the Pasuk or the Psukim to teach us Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Minayin Chu Pater Ben Maisrus. But how do you know there's a Pter Maisrus based on Hefker, Bezen, Hefker? What is the kind of question is that? Regular Hefker is Pater from Maisrus. So Hefker, Bezen, Hefker should be even worse. If somebody is mafkirit, says Pater from Isris. So if Bezdin forces them to be mafkirit, shouldn't that be a kol shekein? Says the Rasilio, no. Says the Rasilio, bishlama hefker delay, when it comes to personal hefker. De'ihu afkere midaitei. He is mafgrid personally. Nafgalan beberakamat achala. Mi dechsiv ubaha levi ki ein lo chalak benachli imach. The levi comes, he doesn't have a chalak and anachla with you. Right? Right? That's, the meiser is going to go to the levi when he doesn't have a portion with you. But if he has a portion with you, meaning hefker, it's all equal, so then it won't go to the levi. There's a pater meiseris. El, so that's by regular hefker. El a hefker de bezdin, hechan shaninu, sheish koch yad bezdin lahaf kiom and a meiser. Who says bezdin has that power? De kiva de balab Balabayis omed vitzoveach. Since the Balabayis is standing there screaming near a ka'okrin davar minatora, it's ki'ilu, it appears like it's an akiris davar minatora. It's a milsa de tamua. This guy is screaming, "It's mine! It's mine! It's mine!" And Bezin saying, "It's hefker. It's hefker." There's a pter meisris. You want to say it's lachumra? It's not yours. Fine, but Bezin is even changing the status. The status, where do we know that from? How do you know that it's a pter meisris? So the Gemara is going to quote a whole discussion from Sanhedrin, reject it, and then it's going to quote our Mishnah. Right? Our Mishnah is going to prove it, and that's what Rabbi Yassa said at the beginning of today's daf, and that's what's going to be quoted also at the end of the daf. The principle of Hefker, right? We have Hefker versus Hefker Bezdin. Hefker is discussed by the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim. Interesting, of all places. Right? Why is it there? Right? One might have thought maybe it should be in where? Zechiyah Umatana. Because you could be give a matana by being mafkirit. No, it's okay to be in Hilchos Nedarim. Why? Because the Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Yudalit, Hefker afal pi she'eino neder harehu kemo neder. Right, the Hagos Amanias here quotes from the Yerushalmi. Tishbetena unetashta yesh lecha netisha acheres shikazu veza zu hefker. That hefker is compared to shmita. So the Rambam says, even though it's not a neder, harayu kamo neder she also alachzibah. You can't be chozibah from hefker. Umawa hefker she yomar adam nachasim elu hefker lakol bein bemetaltalin bein bekarkos. The Ketzad in a Hefker, Kolakodim Zachaba, Kanel Atzmo, whoever is Zochid, is Konin for himself. The Nasa Shalona becomes his. Right? We don't pass on like Reb Yossi, that Hefker is still belongs to the Bailim until the next person gets it. No, this is Hefker. It's ownerless until the person gets it. The Afilu Zesh Hefker Dido Kamo Din Kaladam. The person who was Nafker could also reacquire it. Kolak in Kodim Zachaba, Kaneu. Says the Rambam, Hamafker laniyim avalo lashirim, eino hefker. The Rambam passes like Beis Hillel. Right? If somebody's mafker just to aniyim, that's not hefker. Actually, yafker lakol kishmita. Until it's hefker lakol, like shmita. Like shmita. Skipping now, Hamafker is a karka kolakodim vechzik ben zacha. He could be mafker karka also, and not just betaltalin. And then the Rambam adds, din Torah filu hefker bifnei echad areza hefker. Mita oraisa, hefker doesn't need edim, just mafker it. Right, that's it. If nobody's there, then nobody knows about the hefker. But you don't need it, the hefker. Maybe you can put up a sign. Send out an email. Send out a mass email. This is hefker. So mida araisa, that works. Hareza a hefker v'nifter min ha-maisris. Kamoshi is barbim komo. There's a pter maisris. Aval midivrei sofrim eino hefker at sheyafker bifnei shlosha mida rabbanon. Hefker is only in front of three people. Kidei sheyia echad zoche imratzav hashnei meidim. So that there could be consequences of the hefker right away. One person could grab it, and the other two people could be mad that he grabbed it. Via omer hareza hefker vizeh harei asheni safek hefker. That's in the yados. That's the sugi at the beginning of Nedarim. Vimar vizeh kamozeh oshamar vegamzeh hitvas asheni via hefker vaday. Fine. The Rambam continues telling the other halachas of hefker. If somebody's mafker a field and nobody was zochet for 3 days, yachol lachzer bo acher shloshi yamim eno yachol lachzer bo elam king kadam ezachaba v'chulu. The Rambam continues regarding other halachas of hefker. But here the Rashi Shirlio emphasizes and reflects the difference between hefker and hefker bezin hefker. Hefker is very personal, like the Rambam called it. It's like a neder. So that's the havamina here. That's the question here. Fine, by real hefker, you can say there's a pter maestros, but here hefker bezin hefker, it's nireh ka'akiras davar ben haTorah. It's like you're going against the Torah. It's a davar tamua. So that is why the Gemara asks, even though we know the principle of hefker bezin hefker, who says that that's going to have a halachic status of a pater maisus? So the Gemara says, first try, Rabbi Yonasan Bereid, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Acha, Shama La Menada. We know it from the following halacha regarding Shemitah. Ein ma'abre nesashana lo b'shvias, lo b'mazi shvias. One is not allowed to add on a month, right? Add on an adar. Be ma'abre the shana to Shemitah or the year after Shemitah. V'lo b'mazi shvias. But, and we'll get to the reasons why, the imbruha, but if Bezdin did it, right, against what they should do, right, we know the Gemara says, so that Bezdin even makes a mistake. Afilu mezid, afilu ones, afilu shogig, all of them, it's mu'baris, special din. The mebrua rezu mu'baris. If they add on a month, even though it's Shemitah, it works. But one second, that extra month, during Shemitah, the whole field is Hefker and Pater from Isris. And if you add on a month, Bechodesh Echad Shehu Mosif, in the month that he adds on, Lo Pater Humi Isris, isn't there a Pater Isris for the month that they add on? So you see the Rabbanon are able to be mafkir, right, make it into another month of Shemitah, and there's a Pater Isris. So there's our raya to this halacha. Again, there's a lot to talk about, though, before we get there. What's the reason why one is not allowed to be ma'aber the Shana in Shemitah? Why wouldn't one be able to do that? So there seem to be three different reasons given in the Rishonim. The Rashi there in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis, that's where this is quoted. This Bryce is quoted. You shouldn't be ma'aber lo b'shvias lefishe ma'arichin aleihem isra avodas hakarka, because it's hard for people not to work the land, to let it lie fallow. So because you're being ma'arichin, that's what Rashi says. That is the reason. Once we're here, Rashi says, and not motzei shvias, because as the Gemara is going to say, you're being ma'arich the isser of chadash, which is harder for people not to partake of the new grain that is only mutter after the Chodesh is brought on the second day of Pesach. The Yad Ramah, we'll start with the Rambam earlier. The Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh in Perek Dalet Halachat Tezvav quotes another reason, right? Not like Rashi, that you're being ma'arich the Isra Avodas HaKarka, which makes it harder for farmers. Says the Rambam, Eimabernes Hashana Bishtas Ra'avon, Shakol Ratzim LeBesach Grados Le'echol V'lichyos. You're not allowed to be allowed to shana in a famine year. V'yefshal hosav lehem zman le'isser achadash. V'yemabrim b'shvias she'yad akol sholetas al asvichin. Right, during Shemitah, everything is hefker, even the svichin, the things that grow. V'lo yimsu l'karbana omer v'shtei alechem. And then what you're worried about is that you won't find for the karbana omer v'shtei alechem, which have to be brought from the new grains. And therefore, one is not allowed to be ma'aber during Shemitah. Regilin al la'aber erishvias, right? The usual was to be ma'aber erishvias. The Yad Ramah quotes the Rambam in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis, but he also says maybe because you have an extra month that there's no Chumas and Maestras given, because Shemitah is pater from Chumas and Maestras, so that makes it harder for the Kohanim and the Liam. So that's another reason why maybe one Bezin is not allowed to be ma'aber the year of Shemitah. So Be'abrin can be ma'aber Shvias and not Motzoi Shvias as well. So the halacha of Ibra Shana Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam has a fascinating line. It's like a knee-jerk reaction line in the Rambam. It's by Kiddush HaChodesh. The Kiddush HaChodesh, which is the same idea that the Bezin could add on, fixes the calendar, both to the months, and how many days are in every month, based on used to be Re'iyah, and now Cheshbon, and adding on a month, if need be, based on the seasons. But the Rambam says that I say Kufnun Gimel here in Sefer HaMitzvos, Kufnun Gimel Shetzivonu Yisbarach L'Kadish Chadashim U'L'Chashiv Chadashim V'Shanim. V'zui mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh. The mitzvah HaChodesh, HaChodesh is Elachem Rosh Chodeshim. The Rambam goes through all the details of the mitzvah. And the Rambam emphasizes that Kiddush HaChodesh is the function of the great Sanhedrin, and that is why, let me just find the line, and that is where it comes from. V'zeshe yotenu ayom b'chutz laretz, and monim b'melechas iber shebiyadenu, we now have a mesorah from previous Sanhedrins. V'omrim shezeh ayom rosh chodesh v'zeh ayom yomtev, lo mebnei cheshboneinu nikveu yomtev b'shum panim. It's not because we decide today when the rosh chodesh should be, elam ebnei shebezen ha-gadol shebe'eretz Yisrael kvar kavuhu zeh ayom rosh chodesh yomtev. It's because the bezen ha-gadol in Eretz Yisrael, is there one today? But it goes back generations. That Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael passes it down to the Sanhedrin. There is no Sanhedrin today, but the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, they are the symbolic tzibur of Klal Yisrael, and they automatically are koveya the chadashim and the years. And the Rambam has an amazing line. The Rambam says, "Val kviyasam nismoch lo al cheshboneinu, aval cheshboneinu legilu milsa v'havein zem ma'od v'ani osif l'chabir." And I'll add something on. Ilu efshar derech mashal, if just for an example, shebnei Eretz Yisrael ye aldru be'Eretz Yisrael, if bnei Eretz Yisrael would ever, if ever there would not be a Jew in Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to skip a line for a minute to show that the Rambam can be read perfectly without the line that he adds in. It says, if the Bnei Yisrael were not there, v'lo yiyah sham bezem, v'lo yiyah b'chutz la'aretz, bezem shenismach ba'aretz, there would be no connection. The whole calendar system would fall apart. Because the calendar is based on, this is another example, of a mitzvah that is totally on Eretz Yisrael. That's not a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz, connected to the dirt, connected to the karka. This is like Egla Rufa, and this is possibly the bracha of Chacham Arazim, and this is Smicha, and this is Paralam Davashal Tzibur, and Kiddush HaChodesh. So now let's read the Rambam's Lashon. The Rambam had said, if there were no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, the whole thing would fall apart. But then the Rambam adds in a line, if there were no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, Chalila Lakel Me'asos Zos, Ki Hu Iftiach Shalo Yimache Osos Ha'uma Mikol Vachol. The Rambam says, Chas B'Shalom, basically in our language. If the Jews would not be in Eretz Yisrael, Chalila, because Hashem said, I'll never do this. It's like a knee-jerk reaction, very unusual in the Rambam, here in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that he has that idea. Just another knee-jerk reaction Rambam that comes to mind is the Rambam in Hilchos Parah Aduma. The Rambam at the end of Perek Gimel, in Hilchos Parah Aduma, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Parah, which mentions that there are 10 Parah Adumas in history. 9 of them have happened already, and one we're waiting for, Bimos HaMashiach. Says the Rambam, the Tesha Paros Adumos, Naasu Mishin Itztavu Mitzvazu Achacharav Habayis Hashniya. There were 9 Parah Adumas from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu all the way till Churban. Rishona Asa Moshe Rabbeinu, Shnia Asa Ezra, Visheva Me Ezra Ad Churban Habayis. There was one from Moshe that lasted all the way till Churban Bayis Rishon. Then Ezra Sofer did another one. Then after Ezra, there were another 7. They did a lot in Churban during Bayis Sheni. Vahasiris Yaseh Hamelech Hamashiach. And the 10th one, Melech HaMashiach will do, and the Rambam adds in, Mehera Yigala, Amen Kein Yiratzon. In some Gersos, we don't have Amen Kein Yiratzon, but we at least for sure have Mehera Yigala, may he come quickly. This is the Rambam. This is Mishnah Torah. It's even more chashuv that he adds in these two words, more than Pirush Mishnayos, where he's so medaktik. Mishnah Torah is in Hebrew, but he adds in Mehera Yigala, because he can't not say that, as if there's an emotional reaction that the Rambam needs to say when he talks about Bnei Eretz Yisrael, right? That's what we had in Kufnun Gimel in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and when he talks about Parah Aduma and Mashiach in the Mishnah Torah. Okay, let's get back to our discussion. So the Gemara said, how do you know that Hefker, Bezen Hefker, is part of Maisra? So we said, we tried to bring a raya from this halacha, that Bezen is allowed to add on a month to Shemitah. They're not supposed to, but if they do add on a month, it works. So you see, they made that Hefker, and it's part of Maisra, because it's Shemitah. Ad Kedon Shvius. This explains, the Gemara just goes off on a little tangent first before we reject this suggestion. Ad Kedon Shvius. I understand it's obvious somewhat that they can't add on to a month during Shemitah, maybe based on the 3 reasons that I gave before. Motzoi Shvius B9, how do I know that it's supposed to, what's the reason that I'm supposed to add on a month to Motzoi Shvius, Amar Rabbi Avun Shalol Rabos B'Isr Chadash, so that there is no Isr Chadash, people don't have it so long. We know the new grain that has taken root since last year, Pesach, is not allowed to be eaten until the Karban HaOmer is brought on the second day of Pesach, or the whole day passes. So if we have an extra month, during Motzei Shvius, so it's going to be an extra month till we get to Pesach, and therefore it's going to make it more difficult. We're going to have another month where we're not going to be able to eat from the new grain. There's a big mystery in halacha why many, for thousands, for hundreds of years, people were in Makban HaChadosh. It seems to be in the Rishonim that we paskin Chadosh is a halacha that's not limited to Eretz Yisrael, and it's not limited to a Jew's property. The Bach has a well-known within the world of Chadosh Heter, that maybe in Chutz Laretz or non-Jews it doesn't apply to. They say the story goes that the Baal Shem Tov was going to wake up one morning and tell all of his chassidim to start being machban on Chadosh. I went to Chadosh, and the Bach came to him in a dream the night before and said, I was matzik the minhag of Klal Yisrael, don't start coming up with new chumras. That's the story that the Bach came to the Baal Shem Tov in a dream. Okay, either way, Baruch Hashem, more and more of us are being machban on Chadosh, bizman hazeh. Good. So that's why there's no adding on to a month in Motzoi Shvius. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yevahu. So again, even before we get to the rejection of this suggestion, we have 2 limitations on this brisa. Rabbi Zeir said in the name of Rabbi Yevahu, Hadod the Tamar, that which we said that you're not Ma'aber, what? Pnei Moshe says that you're not Ma'aber Shvius. And that's what the Rechai Kriyevsky says. Also, the Bar Rafolda says that you're not Ma'aber Motzoi Shvius. Right? Either way, that which we say you're not Ma'aber one of these years, Ad Shalohite Rebbe, Lavi Yark, Bechutz, Laretz, Laretz. That's only before the time that Rebbe allowed bringing in vegetables to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz, because you can import. So if you import, then a number of the chashos that we had about Shemitah and Motzoi Shemitah doesn't apply. So until the time that Rebbe allowed it, so then it was a problem, and that's why we didn't, Bezin didn't add on the month. Avo Mishihita, Rebbe Lavi Yark Mechutz La'aretz, but once Rebbe said you could bring it, then Shemitah doesn't make a difference. You could be add on a month to Shemitah. That's not going to make a difference because now they have enough produce to balance the fact that it is Shemitah. Tani, also another limitation. Similar quote, but a little different. And then we're going to comment on it, right? We're not ma'abed the shana during shmita, only the other years. B'mibruah reizu muberes, as we said before. Amr b'mana hada, the same. Or when do we say thus? Berishona shayasharim kisidron. In the olden days, when things grew at a proper rate, and if you would add on a month, that could make a difference. That could make a difference in terms of the chadash, everything getting ready sooner. But then these halachas applied. But now things don't grow in the proper time anyway, and therefore even if you would not add on a month, so then it would not, the fruits would not be ready to eat. So therefore, then it wouldn't make a difference. Interesting halacha. What was the issue of not allowing yirakos from Chutz La'aretz importing? Why did Rebbe not originally allow it? So that is discussed in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Mishnah in Aulis, and that is the tumah of Eretz Ha'amim. We don't want the dirt of Chutz La'aretz coming into Eretz Yisrael. Why we choshesh? Because the Gemara assumes that the Rishonim quote in Sanhedrin Yud Beis and Masechet Shabbos and elsewhere that the Umos Olam aren't so makbid about where they bury people, and therefore there could be anywhere in Chutz La'aretz. There could be a grave, and if you have dirt from it, it could be a piece of a bone in a grave. Rashi says in Sanhedrin, or Tosafot quotes Rashi here, Tosafot quotes the Machlokas, appears Bakuntris, Dimitami Ba'ohel. The Rashi says, it's even we're worried about Tumas Ohel. So Tosafot says, no, it's Beferish Mishnah Olos. Beferish Mishnah Olos in the second parak says, Ve'elu Matamid B'maga U'bamasa Ve'enu Matamid Ba'ohel. The following items are only Matami by touching or by carrying, but not by Ohel. Etzem Kisaora, a bone the size of a barley seed. Ve'eretz Ovdei Kochavim. So there it is. Dirt of Chutz La'aretz is giving me a type of baka uba masa and not ba'oah. That's why Tosfos argues on Rashi. Got to figure out a defense of Rashi. But Tosfos there in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis says, after asking this on Rashi, he says, L'chein tzorech lomar, ha'techacha chayshina l'gushein haynu shalitam uba maga uba masa. Tumas maga tumas masa. That's the dirt. That's why originally it was not allowed, because with vegetables comes some dirt, but then they allowed it because it was needed during a famine time, and we're not worried about in such little dirt with the vegetables. Interesting. One of the Achronim in the back I saw discusses, I'm sorry, not one of the Achronim in the back, is the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah there in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis discusses, I don't understand, if we're worried about the dirt, so only vegetables come with dirt. What about fruit? Why was there ever any issue about importing fruit? Right, because that's not, there's no dirt there. Vika demakshu. Bishlama yarak ikalamechash legushayan. Shari okrin oso imashrushin. Aval tfua, or wheat. Shenixeres. Right, when you have vegetables, so it comes with dirt on it, you have to wash it off. What about grain? Shenixeres, vigzeras, vigizras bagoren. Maikalamechash legushayan. So that's the, some ask that question. Says the Yad Ramah, I don't know what the problem is. It is dirty a little bit. There's some dirt of Chutz La'aretz on the wheat. Maybe in the sack altogether, there's enough dirt to be significant. And surely in a place where they were knowing not just to cut the wheat, but to rip it out of the ground. So therefore, the Yad Ramah says, we don't make any chilukim between Tvua and Yirakos regarding this halacha. So we continue. Says the Gemara now, Tani, Shabbat Rabbi Gamliel, Libru, Motzi Shvias Miyad, right, just to bring a proof that Beis Rabbi Gamliel was Ma'aber, Motzi Shvias immediately. Different Pshatim, what does this mean? Does this mean in the year of Motzi Shvias, they were Ma'aber, they had on the month? Or does it mean towards the end of Shemitah, they had it on a month? Either way, the halacha about Ein Ma'abrin during these months, during these years, don't apply. So Amar Rabbi Yavin. So now Rabbi Yavin gets back to the context. Remember, what was our context? We quoted this halacha about Shemitah to prove that Hefker Bezen Hefker could even pater from Isras. So Amar Rabbi Yavin, in Menadah, less at Shema Minaklum. If it's from there, if it's from there, that Mishnah, that doesn't prove anything, because that's not the Rabbanan doing it. Shamares Chodesh Aviv, Shamreyu Ad Sheyavo B'chidusho. Guard, right, we know, guard the seasons that they're in the right time, right? The spring equinox has to be in the beginning of towards the first half of Nisan, right? We have to make sure, as the Gemara tells us, other reasons in Sanhedrin, want to make sure that the Chagim are in the proper seasons that they're supposed to be in. So therefore, what's the explanation? So this is a din d'oraisa. The Torah gives the power of the Rabbanan to make sure the holidays stay in the proper season. So that's not a hefker bezen hefker. That's a din d'oraisa of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashana. Right, the Rav Chaim Kinyevs, the Stipler in his Ha'aretz on the Yerushalmi, and the Chazonish in Shvius, Yud Tes Chav Dalet, wonder what's the first opinion? How what was the suggestion of that? It's hefker bezen hefker. Of course it's Shamor. You got to work hard on that question. You got to work hard on that question to figure it out. But again, the din d'oraisa is that Beis Din has the power to be able to fix the calendar, and it's d'oraisa for chametz, for Yom Kippur, for everything. Right? That's not a din of hefker Beis Din hefker. Al pi machshava, many of the Bali machshava, the Ar Gedalia writes about this, that the agricultural time of the season has to be connected with the Yontif, because the physical nature of the world reflects the spiritual reality. So if there's springtime, there's springing and growth in nature, because there's springing and growth in Ruchnius also. And Pesach is a time that we could break out of our mitzarim, our shackles, our limits, just like the growths that we see with our eyes in the springtime. Okay, but now we get back. Vaidai Amra. But if you really want to know where the source is, that Hefker Bezen Hefker is, but the Vermeister is done. It's our Mishnah. Gadish Luka Tachtov. Now we quote what we had at the beginning of the daf. Rabbi Mana, B'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, De Beishamai. Rabbi Mana first says, oh, it must be like, our Mishnah is like Beishamai. And now the Girsa is switched. Skip a line. We're going to switch the order of these lines. Uke Beis Hillel, Aniyim Ma'asrin Va'Ochlin. Because according to Beis Hillel, the Aniyim would be Ma'aser. Need to be Ma'aser, because Hefker, La Aniyim is not Hefker. And therefore, the Rabbanan wouldn't have made such a Knas that would be so Lifne Iver of the Aniyim. So Rabbi Mana had said that the Mishnah is only like Beish, in the name of Rish Lakish, the Mishnah is only like Beish Amai. Amalei Rabbi Yasa, Shamanu Shepadim Ma'isris, Devrei Akoli, Mishum Knas. And Rabbi Yasa, just like we started off the daf with, says, no, we have a Misora that there's a Pater Ma'isris according to everybody because of Hefker, Bezen Hefker, and the Knas. So you see from there, Hefker, Bezen Hefker, Poters from Chubas and Ma'isris, even according to Beis Hillel, because he also believes in the Knas. Okay, we will have to stop here, but Hashem will continue next time with Peah Daf Mem Gimel.